Let's talk about intrusive thoughts. Now, this is so important to touch on intrusive thoughts because we all have them, but not many of us know what they are and why they happen. These are the thoughts that run unprompted into our mind. I'm going to give you two different examples. The first example is a funny one. So I remember being on a bus recently and in front of me was a lady with a really long ponytail, and I had this intrusive thought that I should just pull it. And I've also had intrusive thoughts in gift shops, big rack of mugs. The intrusive thought is that I just imagine myself just kind of pushing it over, completely unprompted, completely unreflective of anything I would actually do. Now, another kind of intrusive thought that I have had around my baby is dropping him down the stairs. That was a really common one for me, one that would come almost every time I set foot upon the stairs, one that had me holding him that little bit tighter. I've got a window in my bedroom and it opens up quite far, and often another intrusive thought that I have regularly is when I'm carrying my toddler that I might just throw her out there. Now these seem so shocking because they're really opposed to what we would actually do, what we would want to do, what we would consider ourselves being capable of doing. Now, this is why these thoughts are often so unspoken about, because they are shocking. Many of these thoughts are shocking, and many of them aren't reflective of who we are as mums. So we don't talk about them, and the things that we don't talk about, they feel shameful. And when we're ashamed, we're far more likely to question ourselves, to question our sanity, to question our choices, to question our ability to mother. But it's important to know that these intrusive thoughts are not reflective of who you are. They are simply your mind playing with risk and responsibility and power and possibility. And our brains are very, very good at taking a black and white thought and turning it into full technicolor picture. So whilst you can't control the thoughts that pop into your mind, you can learn to control how much space they take up, how much they impact the decisions that you make, how they impact how you feel. So why do intrusive thoughts seem to be more prominent in motherhood? Firstly, you're tired, you're depleted, it becomes so much harder to rationalize them. We rationalize them a lot slower. It takes energy to do that. Secondly, when we love our baby, we suddenly realise the weight of that responsibility, and it's that awareness of that vulnerability to things going wrong. So our mind just becomes a lot more sensitive to what those things might be. And finally, intrusive thoughts, they feel so conflicting with our maternal nature, so they just feel more shocking. And when something is more shocking, we're far more likely to focus on it. And imagine I was to say to you, don't think about chocolate. What are you going to think about? So the more we focus on that thing, the more likely it's going to consume us and take over, which is why it's so helpful to find tools to stop them in their tracks. So how can we stop them? First of all, as I've said, it's so important to remember that they are not reflective of you. And it's helpful just to separate out the thought from who you are as a mother. Be reassured that people generally don't act on intrusive thoughts. So the concern is less, will it or will it not happen? Will you do it or will you not? It's more, what does this say about me as a mother? And actually what we can do is learn to apply less meaning to them so that you get to a point where actually it says absolutely nothing about you as a mother. One of my favorite ways for dealing with intrusive thoughts is to think about Mop Man. Bear with me. But imagine it's a Friday night, you finally sat down, you've got all the jobs done, you're sitting there with a plate of fish and chips and you've just clicked play on your favourite show, and then suddenly the doorbell goes and you put the plate aside and you get up and you answer the door and it's a man selling mops. "Hello, I want to show you my new Super Splash G16, he says. "Can I come on in and tell you all about it?" And now you don't really want him to come in, but you're too polite to say no. So you invite him in and he sits on the sofa and he asks for a plate of chips and you happen to have some left over in the oven. So he's sitting there with his chips telling you all about his mop. And you're there wondering how on earth on your Friday night you seem to be hosting a mop salesman in your house. Now imagine a second scenario. You sit there with your chips, you press play, and then the doorbell goes and you go and you answer the door. And he says, I want to show you the new Super Splash. And you say, actually, we're kind of in the middle of something here. It's so kind of you to pop by, but we're okay, thank you. And off he goes to bother your neighbour. Now, I think with intrusive thoughts, it's so helpful to remember that we can't control what comes by, but we can control whether we welcome it in, whether it sits and makes itself at home in our minds and our hearts, or whether we just see it for what it is, we say no thank you, and we wave it on by. Now, if you take one thing away from this section on intrusive thoughts, I want it to be that reassurance that you are not bad or mad. These thoughts are normal. But if you are finding that some of those thoughts are coming thick and fast, they're hard to control, or they're reminiscent of something that you've been through, maybe a trauma or a loss, then please do seek support. See the support page in the PDF pack for more information.